USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump slamming James Comey after the former FBI director suggested the president could be prosecuted after he leaves office. Comey also saying during a CNN town hall last night that Attorney General William Barr is acting like Trump's personal lawyer.
It doesn't make me happy to say this, but I think he has lost most of his reputation with the way he's conducted himself.
The president tweeting afterwards, Comey is a disgrace and that he brought the FBI down, adding both Republicans and Democrats thought he should be fired. The president says he's beginning some steps to slap tariffs on another $325 billion of imports from China. That after tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods jumped from 10 to 25% at midnight. Still, negotiations with Chinese officials are scheduled to continue today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get mom a great gift from Kohl's and get a little something for yourself. $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Give her a Philosophy Amazing Grace bath gift set, just $55, and get $10 Kohl's cash. Or a Diamond Heart pendant, only $109.99, and you'll get $20 Kohl's cash. Plus, take $10 off your $50 or more Mother's Day gift purchase, Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 1st through 12th with promo code MOMSDAY10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
A judge in Palm Beach County, Florida, sealing secretly recorded videos of New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft in a Florida prostitution case. The videos allegedly show women providing sexual services to dozens of clients, including Kraft. North Korean state news saying Kim Jong-un has ordered his military to boost its strike capability in the latest missile firings. Kim reportedly calling for, quote, full combat posture after the U.S. said it had seized a large North Korean cargo ship for carrying an illegal shipment of coal. Trump appointee Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who ended up overseeing most of the nearly two-year Russia investigation, is leaving the Justice Department effective today. Yesterday, a ceremony was held where former Attorney General Jeff Sessions said of Rosenstein,
"Today marks the departure of one of the Department of Justice's most important leaders in its history."
This is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
Scores of hate crime charges leveled against a 19-year-old gunman in last month's shooting at a South California synagogue. Here's John Clemens with more.
The charges were announced by Robert S. Brewer, Jr., the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of California.
A criminal complaint charges John Ernest with 109 counts, including 54 counts of obstruction of free exercise of religious beliefs resulting in death and bodily injury and involving the attempt to kill.
That's one count for every person in the synagogue on April 27th during the Passover service. Each count could carry the death penalty. I'm John Clemens.
Missouri House Republicans are reversing a move to allow public funds to pay in-state tuition for illegal immigrants. Earlier this week, a House and Senate conference committee voted to strike budget language that forbids giving undocumented students money for college. Yesterday, the GOP-led House voted to affirm the restrictive language. And Britney Spears will be in court in Los Angeles today for a conservatorship hearing. The pop star's father has been in charge of her assets for 11 years, but he's now in failing health. And former Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning is getting into the bar business, joining up with investors to open Saloon 16 in Knoxville, Tennessee. It's going to open next spring. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.